Hello everybody and welcome to another episode of Sweet Buzz. Guys, I'm so excited for today because I finally submitted my manuscript to the editor. And you know that it's been a while and I worked a lot on it, but let me get you some background on what's happening. Hey guys, Dan Chodimkov here and you're listening to Sweet Buzz, Scaling a Digital B2B Business. For all the entrepreneurs, business owners and CEOs, this is your moment to radiate positive energy. Because if I can do it, so can you. In this podcast, I'm sharing my thoughts, opinions and everyday experience in the business world. But I'm letting you glance into my personal life too. So stay tuned, because this episode may be the epiphany that you're looking for. While you're enjoying your life and I'm stuck writing books. I think that in May, I was finally able to say, you know what, I finished the manuscript from Skill to Financial Freedom, the book where I try to put my journey, how I started from a skill into entrepreneur, into a freelancer, that grow into an entrepreneur, a startup, an SME, a consultant, a financially free guy, and all the hiccups along the way and all the excitements and everything. Well, interestingly enough, I had to leave it aside for a few months. It was like, let it mature, let it some time to pass. So then when I started reviewing with a different eyes, I could continue adding value. So what happened the last month is that I grabbed Bubba, our marketing / content editor and manager. And I said, you know what? Every week I'll submit you one chapter where I want you to review and criticize, try to improve it. I mean, you're an editor, you know 10 times better than me. So what I was doing is that every Sunday I had a reminder on my phone, is like, send a chapter to Bubba. And it's interesting because I was like, yes, they are partially finished or almost finished, but man, I was so wrong. When I started reading it again with a different pair of eyes, I found so much criticism in me. I was like, how could you write this like this? But this is not a clear story. You need to correct this. You need to improve this. So every week I would spend several hours or more on some chapters and I would go over the chapter. I would try to refine, improve, change, optimize everything that I could. And then I send it to Bubba. And guess what? Bubba came back with additional million mistakes. Like, this chapter sucks. I mean, this sentence is not clear. What are you trying to say with this sentence? What's the purpose? Here you need to make an example to make it better. And funny enough, in May, I thought it's a final manuscript. Then now this month, I found myself that it's not the final manuscript because I have so many complaints on it. And then Bubba gets involved and she finds even more things of edits. And guess what? That's the right approach, because at the end of the day, even if 20 more people find me more mistakes, at the end of the day, I'm having a better and better version of the book. But guess what? As I was going week by week, I really believe that I clarified a lot of things on the book and make it really as a journey. As a person, you go here and this is what happens and this is the situations and everything. But then Bubba, because she's not me, because many times when I write in a context like, well, you know this and this. And she was like, yeah, that's what you know, but the reader doesn't know it. Anyhow, last week I was finally finished with Bubba and all her edits, and I really am happy with the outcome of the edits. But guess what? Now I reach out to the publishing house and I said, you know what, guys, when I had Sweet Leads, you gave me one editor that made such an improvement on my book that I was proud to say that it's my book. And that was really what happened, because I'm not native English. As much as I want, I can write, I can reuse too many, some words I repetitively overuse and stuff. And when Bubba comes in, she's an editor, so she made significant improvement. But having a UK editor on your book is something to kill for. And don't get me wrong, it was not a cheap thing. I mean, it was like £2,500 or £3,000 just for the editor to go it over once. And I was happy to pay it, because guess what? A book is not a blog post. A book is not like a blog post where you can just post it online in a few weeks. You can just click edit and just correct any mistake that you've made. But book is something that lasts forever. And as such, I really want to have a masterpiece, and not just for me, for the reader, because someone's gonna pay for the book and they don't expect to be covered with typos, with mistakes, with ambiguous, no clarity on the wording and everything. So I just sent today the manuscript, so it's now gone to the editor, and I'm actually so excited because I cannot wait to see what kind of improvements will come back. Although it was my first iteration in May when I was hoping that it's a final version, now it's November and I still don't have a final version. And guess what? I think that the UK editor will take at least a month, so it will cut up to December until I have the final manuscript. And interestingly, guys, this time I'm gonna take the self-publishing route. And don't get me wrong, I had a fantastic experience with the book publisher, but guess what? I didn't experience the self-publishing route, so I don't have the full experience and knowledge in book publishing. So I really appreciated what the book publishing did for Sweet Leads and how they helped me in the publishing, in the title, in the editing, and in the putting it out there on Amazon, putting it out there on every major bookseller. And this time, it's time for me to try it on my own. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to do a self-publishing route, which means that I'm going to put it on myself on Amazon. So I want to learn from that experience, how is to publish a book, put it on Amazon, how to make a Kindle out of it, typesetting, how from Kindle to create a printed version. And then, since I own all the rights of the book, I want to translate it on Macedonian and be able to offer it on the Macedonian market and even sell it on my own landing pages. So I want to have a different experience with this book. I don't want to be the same as Sweet Leads, like, okay, pay enough money and they're gonna sort out the whole publishing process for you. But I want to be more involved. And of course, the Sweet Leads was really BSB lead generation book, which helped a lot on BSB. And with this one, I really want to make it more as a self-improvement book, because into B2B sales, you really have a narrow target audience. On the self-improvement, well, you're tapping millions and billions maybe of target audience of people that take the self-improvement route. So that's why I believe that this book is not a direct lead generation for BSB, but it's more of a far broader audience to understand about Dancho, about BSB, and my journey on how I became from a skilled to financially independent guy. And as such, I really want to do the self-publishing route, because I had like at least 20 conversations with other people like, hey, Dancho, you're a published author. I'm interested in publishing. Can you tell me a bit more? And I'm like, of course, I know everything about the book writing process and editing and everything up to publishing. But beyond that, I don't know, because I just hired a publishing house to do it for me. And this time, I'm going to do that process myself. So next time when I talk with people, I'm going to say, well, tell me, what are you interested in? Do you want the self-publishing route, or do you want the publishing house route? Because, well, I've actually done both, I've experienced both, and I can give you feedback and compare the both route. Honestly, self-publishing, I think it will be much, much harder, because I need to find a typeset writer. I need to find a cover design for the book. I need to take care of everything. And it's going to be more time, but it's a different experience, something that I want to personally experience. So there we go. I've just sent the editor the manuscript for today. I'm really pumped about it. I cannot wait to see what kind of magic she can pull out for the book and make it really a masterpiece. And from there, actually, my gut feeling says that if I've just sent it, by the end of December, I will have an edited version from the editor. And that means that December/January, I'll do a demo run, because I need to send it to 10-15 people to get a copy, read it, give me some feedback, some additional layers that can improve the book. And after that, I'm ready. So December, maybe not, but hopefully January, we're having the book published, and it's maybe better January. So at least it's going to be a 2024 book rather than, it's an old book, it's 2023. It's already a year old. True, that's actually a good point. Anyhow, wish me luck. I really wanted to say what's happening with the book, because I haven't mentioned it in a while. And I really think that this book is gonna help me get a movement, because, you know, I address different target audience at each chapter. For example, when I start talking about get a skill, it's for people that don't know where to start from. And then when I talk about the freelancing world, I'm addressing the people that want to start the freelancing and how they can do it. When I talk about starting a business, well, I'm targeting freelancers or people that want to start a business but they cannot make the right move. And when I talk about growing a business, well, I'm talking to startups that want to grow their business. And when I talk with the consultancy chapter, where I'm like, well, how as a CEO you can grow into a consultant? And the last part is the financial freedom, where I actually talk to everybody, business owners and consultants, on how they can strategize on, it's not just a business, but how to get to the financial freedom. So it's really different target audience, and for each target audience, I can build a community, I can build courses, I can build a lot. I mean, so many things to be done just with one book. Okay, that's all I had for today, guys. Do have a great day and wish me luck. I really hope I'm not gonna get another 20,000 suggestions from the editor, because it's gonna kill me. Okay, that's all I had for today, guys. Good luck. Cheers. Thanks for tuning in, guys. If you enjoyed the episode, then do subscribe. Oh, and you can tell a friend too. Don't miss out on the previous or the upcoming episode on podcast.bizbsolution.com. If you have a question or just really want to say hi, feel free to do so on my social media profiles. Connect with me or DM me on LinkedIn or Facebook. Did you know that my book, Sweet Leads, is an Amazon bestseller? Well, grab your Kindle or printed copy on Amazon.